弟兄姊妹们平安。上个礼拜我们新人门训开始讲的第一堂课叫做注重属灵的实际。
麦克风。
这个礼拜我跟于师母，我们几乎每天都有 check 一下我们在主面前的学习。我不晓得你们怎么样哈，当我们真正被摆在天平上一称的时候，常常显出了我们很多的亏欠。
I don't know about you, but every time we are placed on the balance, and our shortcomings always shows.
他是今天早上才临时接到威廉的电话，说要替威廉翻译，因为威廉受伤了。
Yeah, I just got a call this morning from Brother William that he hurt his back, so we should pray for his back.
但是威廉忘了帮他把麦克风打开来了。
Sorry, I'm never good at this. Sorry.
那我想我们每一次如果很认真来面对我们自己跟神的关系。
But if we really carefully examine our relationship with the Lord.
然后我们如果也很认真很诚实地面对我这个人生命真正的情形。
And we truly, honestly face our true condition.
我想不用人告诉我们，需要在主的面前更认真、更谦卑，我们自己都会的。
Actually, no one needs to tell us to be more sincere and more diligent before the Lord.
这个礼拜很多机会唱过诗歌，很多机会祷告。
This week we have many chances to sing hymns, to sing songs, and to pray.
常常就需要提醒自己，我到底有没有在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜他。
But I often need to remind myself, am I truly worshiping Him in truth and in the Spirit?
看起来好像是一个功课，是一个要求，是一个学习。
It seems like it's a requirement, it's a lesson, it's a practice.
可是当我们很认真的时候，你发现它对我们是个祝福。
But if we really pay attention, it will become our blessing.
当那个祷告很真实的从我们心灵和真实向主倾心吐意的时候，你发现很容易遇见神啊。
If we really truly pour out our heart and sincerely pray, it's very easy to encounter God.
所以我希望大家一起加油，我们都在主的面前很认真一步一脚印的来操练啊。
That's all practice diligently and make a solid lesson.
今天我要开始回到腓立比书，你们看到第二讲。
Today is my second message on the book of Philippians.
你们知道我第一讲是什么时候讲的吗？
Do you know when I gave the first talk?
半年前了哈。
It's about 6 months ago.
那我想我们本来要讲腓立比书，结果因为于师母身体的缘故，我们到了台湾又回来开刀治病，再加上一回来又碰到 Family Month 家庭月。所以腓立比书一直被拖到今天。
Actually, we were going to start about 6 months ago, but then because of Sister Nancy's sickness, and then after we came back from Taiwan, we started the months of family, so we could not start until today.
所以你看我的题目从头一天直到今天。
That's why the title of the message is from the first day until...
今天我们要读腓立比书，其实腓立比书非常重要。
Actually, the book of Philippians is so important.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹，我也听过很多弟兄姊妹跟属灵前辈们讲，虽然圣经每一卷都宝贵，但是很多人最喜欢的一卷就是腓立比书。
Even though every book in the Bible is very important, but many saints' favorite book is the book of Philippians.
整卷书的中心在讲基督。
And the center theme of the book is Christ.
讲到在基督里，起码讲了40次，将近40次。
It mentioned about almost 40 times in Christ.
靠主喜乐也是讲到 in Christ.
Rejoice in the Lord.
所以有首诗歌 in Christ alone. 哈，不光靠基督，唯独靠基督。
So there's a song in Christ alone. Not only that, we need to be in Christ and only in Christ alone.
所以这是一卷特别的书，里面有特别的信息。
Because this is such a special book with a special message.
腓立比教会是一个特别的教会。
The church in Philippi is such a special church.
我上次的信息讲到腓立比教会几乎是保罗所有所建立的教会里面最叫他的心得到安慰的一个教会。
Last time I mentioned to you among all the churches that Paul planted.The church in Philippi is about the church that really pleases his heart.
你会很惊讶，这样子一个才生的教会， 刚刚建立的教会，就从头一天开始，他们就同心合意的兴旺福音。
You'll be so surprised this new church, newborn church, starting from the very beginning that they will advance the gospel in one accord.
圣灵在他们中间的工作非常的明显。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is so vivid among them.
而这个教会是建立在祷告上的一个教会。
And this church is built on prayer.
他们常常祷告。
They pray often.
而且这个教会是一个充满爱心的教会。
And this church is a church filled of love.
而他们虽然弟兄姊妹都非常的穷。
Even though they were in poverty,
他们却是在极穷之间格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
But even in their extreme poverty, they show the grace of charity.
他们听到哪里神的儿女们有需要，他们就奉献，就托人转过去。
Whenever they hear the needs of saints in other places, that they will put together donation and send it.
保罗离开他们以后，他们一次两次打发人送奉献去帮助保罗。
After Paul left them.Once and twice they sent people to make offerings to Paul.
就连保罗现在写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里面写的。
Even when Paul was writing this book of Philippians, he was writing in prison.
那是离腓立比非常远，他在罗马的监狱写，但是腓立比教会立刻打发以发弗提送奉献到罗马来帮助他。
So he was actually in Roman prison, very far away from Philippi, but yetSoon as they received this epistle, they immediately sent offering to help him.
所以如果你要说今天有一个什么教会是值得我们羡慕的，值得我们当榜样的。
If you want to pick a church that can be our role model.
原来我说在圣经里面腓立比教会就是一个最好的榜样。
But actually, we don't have to look any far away. The church in Philippi is our best example.
把我们自己跟腓立比教会一比的时候，我们就在主的面前真的觉得惭愧啊。
If we compare our church with the church in Philippi, we feel ashamed.
所以难怪保罗说，我每逢想念你们，我心里面就欢喜。
No wonder Paul says, every time I think of you, my heart rejoices.
你不要以为这句话很简单哈。
Please do not take this statement lightly.
我跟你讲，很多传道人想到他服侍过的教会，他就流眼泪的。
Because many ministers and pastors, they think about the church that they have ministers, they will shed tears.
我跟你们讲过 ，Focus on the Family 调查说，美国现在每个月至少1500个到1700个牧者从牧场上退下来，他们打退堂鼓。
According to a survey by Focus on the Family, every month about 1500 to 1700 ministers or pastors leave.The field, the
你可以想象吗？每个月有1500个人不再做传道人，不再做牧师了，因为他们受伤，他们疲倦，他们退休退下来。
Can you imagine every month about 1500 or to 1700 ministers they will leave ministry because they're tired, weary, or wounded?
难道都是他们不好吗？都是他们软弱吗？都是他们缺少爱心吗
？Do you think it's all because of their faults that they lack of love or they are weak?
弟兄姊妹，是服侍是一件不容易的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to serve in the ministry is not easy.
而且仇敌的诡计永远都是先攻击教会的 leader.
And the enemy is always targeting on the leader of the church first.
因为击打牧人，羊群就分散了，这是他一直的 strategy.
That's always the enemy's strategy, that they will strike down the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
你看保罗写哥林多书信，你就晓得那是心里面非常痛苦，可是保罗还是爱他们。
Just read the book of Corinthians. You can feel Paul's pain when he wrote these epistles, but yet he still loves them dearly.
他爱哥林多教会爱到说连命给他们都可以。
He loved a church in Corinth to a point that he was willing to give them his life.
但是哥林多教会却在那里说他是用心计来牢笼他们，想要贪财。
But yet the church in Corinth yet accused him for using wicked schemes.And then try to gain for his personal profit.
甚至用人身攻击啊，说他言语粗俗，其貌不扬。
They even slander him and then for his appearance and even his talks.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会非常安慰保罗。
But yet the book in Philippi really comforted the heart of Paul.
腓立比书的信息是针对历世历代众教会的信息。
The message in the book of Philippians is a message to all churches throughout the generations.
而且腓立比书特别的地方是在于他把这位保罗这个服侍神的人活生生的刻画在我们眼前。
And what's even more special is that this book of Philippians really portray this servant Paul vividly in front of our eyes.
不仅仅看到一个服侍主的人应该是怎样。
Not only that, we get to see how a servant of God would be like.
也是让我们看见每一个基督徒，你想要在主的面前过一个正常的基督徒，一个丰盛的人生，需要怎么样子来过生活。
We also see how a normal Christian can live a fullness of life.In this book.
虽然时间很有限，但是我们需要读，好不好？
We need to read some passages.
那我是分十次来讲它。
I divided this book in 10 messages.
而且每一次都是在 combined meeting 的时候才讲。
And then I will only preach during combined meetings.
也是为了我们年轻的下一代，因为这卷书太重要。
For the sake of our next generation, because this book is so important.
那我虽然纲要会列得好像细细麻麻的，但是呢，我不见得都讲，好，先声明在前。
I want to tell you in advance that I may not go over every single point on the outline.
因为约翰福音读完以后，我们礼拜五是要读腓立比书。
Because on Friday night meeting,After we finish the book of John, then we will study Philippians.
我只是把分段列在这里，当作大家的参考，但是我是以信息为主。
So that these outlines can be used as your reference, but I'll focus on my message.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together.
我中文的弟兄姊妹念中文的，英文的弟兄姊妹念英文的啊。
So we will all read together.Chinese and English.
但是因为我希望年轻人真的会念，因为我知道你们常常赖皮。
I hope that young people will really read.
所以你们用英文先开始念，好，念完第一节以后，中文的弟兄姊妹开始念。
Okay, so how about we read English first, and then the Chinese congregation will follow.
我要听到英文的声音 loud enough, 够大声。
The pastor you wants to hear.Your voice loud enough.
从第一节到十九节，请英文组的弟兄姊妹开始念。
So let's read from verse 1 through 19.
爸爸妈妈不可以帮忙啊。
So the adults cannot help.
来，请你们开始，谢谢。Amen. 来，中文的，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比。在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每想念你们，就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是在辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。无过的人，直到耶稣，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御云全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传福基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意是要加增我捆锁的苦楚，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和基督耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。好，我们就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
在我们刚才读的这三段十九节圣经，基本上我们分成三段啊。
We will divide these 19 verses into three sections.
第一大段是第一节到第八节，重在保罗为腓立比教会的祝福和为这个教会的感恩。
The first part is from verse 1 to 8, Paul's blessings and thanksgiving for the Philippian church.
第二个是第九节到十一节，保罗为腓立比教会的祷告。
Second section, Paul's prayer for the Philippian church.Verses 9 to 11.
第三个十二节到十九节，他就分享了一下他目前在监狱中的境况。
And lastly, verses 12 to 19, Paul's condition and testimony in prison.
也是等于向腓立比教会做做见证啊。
It's like giving a testimony to the church in Philippi.
好，那我们现在回头来看保罗为腓立比教会的祝福和感谢。
Now let's look at Paul's blessings and thanksgiving for the church in Philippi.
我刚刚说过，保罗腓立比教会是特别叫保罗的心得安慰的教会。
As I mentioned that this church particularly comforted the heart of Paul.
不光是他们在爱心上常常帮助保罗，保罗甚至不跟任何其他的教会接受奉献，只接受腓立比的。
Not only that they keep making offerings to Paul, and Paul sometimes only receives and accepts offerings from them and not other churches.
但是你从腓立比书的字里行间，你可以读出来保罗这么爱他们。
But from this book, you can tell that Paul loves them so much.
像你读到第四章，他说我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄。
And then up to chapter 4, he would say, "Oh, my beloved, the one I long."
然后他说到你们就是我的喜乐，就是我的冠冕。
Says you are my joy and my crown.
这一想到你就快乐哈。
Every time I think of you, I rejoice.
我们以前台湾这个小的时候听他们流行歌，就什么一想到你就快乐。
It was a song I used to hear when I was a little child. Every time I think of you, I'm happy.
我相信地上只有一个人配得这句话，到一辈子都是这样的。
And I think only one person is worthy of this.
那你看保罗写信的时候，想到腓立比教会，他就喜乐。
And then in Paul's letter, every time he thinks of.Philippian church, he's rejoiced.
然后他说：“你们就是我头上的冠冕，这是这个最荣耀的一件事情。”
And he even says that you are the crown on my head, such glorious statement.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的很希望我们的教会在主的面前能够这样子讨主喜悦啊。
How we hope that our church can please the Lord.So much like this.
主耶稣能够指着我们的教会，能够让世人来到我们中间，发现这边有一般人就是不一样。
And then that the Lord will really say that this place and these people are different.
我以前去过一些教会，我就很感动。哇，我是弟兄们上完厕所、洗完手，就会拿手上擦纸巾把自己旁边的水都擦掉啊。
Once I visited a church, I was so impressed and very touched.That brothers, after they wash hands in the bathroom, they will use the tissue to wipe the counter.
看到地上有垃圾就会捡起来，虽然不是他丢的。
And they will pick up trash on the floor, even though it was not.
有一次我到一个很大的教会，教会的长老陪我吃饭的时候，他们就觉得很丢脸的跟我讲，他说：“于弟兄，你知道吗？我们从前所有的整洁都自己做的。”
Once I visited a very large church, and the elders accompanied me at lunch, and then he says that with shame that, Brother Yu, we used to do all the cleaning by ourselves.
那等到我们教会大的时候，我们把它包出去让别人做，弟兄姊妹的垃圾、纸杯、纸盘都乱丢，满地都是垃圾。
And the elder says, after we have become a large church, we outsource the cleaning. And since then, brothers and sisters don't care, and then they just throw trash and they don't care.
他觉得很不好意思，哪里像个神家的见证？
He felt so ashamed and embarrassed that this is not the testimony of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会是让保罗想到就欢喜，想到就高兴，想到就说你们是我头上的冠冕。
And yet, Philippian church is the one that every time Paul thinks about, he rejoices and even claims that.They are the crown on his head.
保罗在这里为他们感恩，他说：“因为你们从头一天直到如今，都是同心合意的兴旺福音。”
And Paul was giving thanksgiving because from the first day on, because of their partnership in advancing the gospel.
请大家注意哈，头一天直到如今
says from the first day until now.
这个说时迟，那时快，已经十一二年了。
It's been about 听得懂吗？ 11 or 12 years. How time flies.
就是保罗去腓立比教会，建立腓立比教会，到保罗写这封信的时候，中间已经隔了十一二年了。
So the time duration between Paul planted the church in Philippi until he wrote this epistle is about 11 or 12 years.
教会有一个长处，有一个优点，能够持续十二年不减少，这不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to keep something good. And without decreasing it for 11 or 12 years.
保罗甚至为他们祷告，不光从头一天直到如今，甚至直到基督的日子。
So Paul prays that not only from the first day until now, but from the first day until the day of Christ.
你发现很多人在跑马拉松的时候，一开始跑在前面的。
You see, many athletes, when they run marathon, they will run very fast at the beginning.
这些人常常都不是得第一名的。
But usually, they are not the champions.
他们前面可以跑得很好。
Yes, they may run very good at the beginning.
但是后面跟不上去了。
And then they will lag behind.
但是弟兄姊妹，腓立比的教会从头一天直到如今，保罗甚至为他们祷告，直到基督的日子。
So the church in Philippi, they were doing well from the first day until now, and Paul prayed that they would continue to do well until the day of Christ.
这就是我今天的这一段信息的主题，从头一天直到。
That is the theme of my message, from the first day until.
我们年轻的时候带领我们的一个弟兄，他。在他六十岁生日的时候
When I was young, one of the counselors at, in our fellowship, when he celebrated his 60th birthday,
他在他六十岁的时候，他太太送给他的这个生日卡上面就写了两个字。
On his birthday, his wife gave him a birthday card, and on the card it says,
"Finish well."
It says, "Finish well."
他就说我不知道中文应该怎么翻，底下有一个人讲善终。
He says, And then he says, I don't know how to translate the Chinese well, and someone translated like, to die well.
Very good. 很多时候我们开头跑得还好。
Yes, oftentimes we run well at the beginning.
但是我们缺少的那个持续的力量。
But yet we lack the endurance.
撒母耳记下二十三章讲记载大卫的勇士的时候。
In 2 Samuel chapter 23, It recorded many mighty men of David.
很多人都很感动我们。
Many people were very touched by their stories.
其中两个人。
One of them.
一个以利亚撒。
His name is Eliezer.
他在那里守住神家的地位，不肯退。
He stationed himself and held on to the ground without retreating.
他说他的手臂疲惫，那个刀把都粘在手上了。
The Bible described that his arms were really tired and his hand got stuck to the sword.
Never give up, 从来没有放弃。
But he never gave up.
神让以色列人就大获全胜。
And finally, the Lord brought them victory.
另外一个人是撒玛。
Another person shouted.
当腓立斯人来的时候，所有神的百姓都吓跑了，都逃掉了。
When the Philistine army came to attack, everyone fled from them.
他们要破坏红豆田，破坏他们所有农物的生产。
And the Philistines came to destroy the field of lentils.
要让神的儿女们没有粮食可以吃。
So that the people of God will lack food.
弟兄姊妹，我讲的每一句话后面都有属灵的意义。好，今天仇敌一直破坏神家，不让我们有粮食可以吃的。
Brothers and sisters, every statement I make here has a spiritual meaning.Behind it. Today, the enemy is trying to attack us so that we will lack spiritual food.
神的百姓宁可保护自己的性命，不要属灵的粮食了，不要生命的粮食了。
But yet, people of God rather run away and then for their lives without protecting spiritual food.
但是撒玛却守住那块红豆田。
But Shama held on to the field.
一直在那里跟腓立斯人征战，到最后整个局面转败为胜。
He held on and stood on his ground.Until the situation started to turn around.
以色列百姓又全部回来，一同来追，一同来杀这些腓立斯人。他们那天大获全胜。
Until people of God came back and to the war, and then that day they had great victory.
这个叫做持守的力量。
And that is the enduring strength.
这个叫做持续的力量。
And that is the continuous enduring strength.
从头一天兴旺福音。
From the first day on, participating in the gospel.
看见神大能的作为，他们当然很兴奋。
When they saw the mighty work of God, of course they got excited.
鬼被赶出去了。
If they saw demon got cast out.
保罗跟希拉在监狱里面唱诗、祷告、唱诗、赞美神，地大震动。
When Paul and Silas sang praises in the prison, and then the earth shake.
犯人锁链全脱，监门大开。弟兄姊妹，那是一个大的神迹，好大的见证。
And all the chains on the prisoners fell off, and the prison door opened. That is a great miracle, great testimony.
狱卒全家信耶稣，弟兄姊妹，这都是激励。
And the entire household of the prison guard became Christians. these were such great encouragements.
那这个时候我们容易继续传福音。
At that moment, it's very easy to continue to press on and preach the gospel.
但是不久保罗希拉就走了。
But then before long, Paul and Silas will leave their church.
都是刚信主的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And what they left behind were new Christians.
他们可能传福音，别人不信呢。
Maybe they preach the gospel and no one will believe.
而且他们当时传福音常常受到逼迫的。
And then at that time when they preach the gospel, they often got persecuted.
但是你发现保罗接到他们，我相信保罗绝对不是随便乱夸他们的哈。但是他们却从头一天直到如今。
I'm sure Paul did not just praise them casually. I'm sure they pressed on from the first day until now.
而且在第一章快结束的时候，保罗说：“你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。”为所信的福音齐心努力，在一章二十八节。
And then, chapter 1 verse 28, it says that you will continue on until today.
所以弟兄姊妹，传福音一直是腓立比教会的特点。
So brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel is always a characteristic of Philippian church.
那我也希望大家要明白，圣经上所说到福音，不是只是叫不信耶稣的人得救而已。
And I hope that we know.When the Bible talks about the gospel, it's not just to convert non-believers.
福音本身，借用于师母上个礼拜的话啊，真理和恩典都是一个人。
What is gospel? Like what Sister Nancy mentioned last week, all truth and grace are about a person.
是一个 living person 讲到耶稣基督自己。
A living person, Jesus Christ Himself.
而圣经里面讲到论到福音，讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。
The Bible says.Concerning the gospel, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这是在罗马书第一章，马可福音第一章也那里讲到神的儿子，就是福音的起头。
And in the beginning of Mark, it says the Son of God, the beginning of the gospel.
所以我们任何跟人分享基督
，So every time when we share about Christ,
不管是对没信主的、对信主的、对信主多年的，当我们在这里享受基督、分享基督，都在分享福音。
Whenever time we share aboutChrist, whether to non-believers or mature Christians or new Christians, we are sharing the gospel.
所以我们教会希望说，从现在开始，每一个月至少每个月月底，我们在教会礼拜六晚上要有福音的聚会。
We hope that starting from now, we will have once a week, once a month, we'll have spent one Saturday night.Have gospel meeting.
因为我真的希望弟兄姊妹不要把福音当作只是一件事情，只是教会的一个 program.
I hope that we will not regard gospel as a program or task.
福音应该是我们的生命，是我们迫不及待，是我们忍不住的 outflow， 一个就想出来的东西。
Gospel should be something that we just cannot contain and we just outflow from us.
就像那天晚上一个福音朋友没有，都没有。
Even if on that day, there's no gospel friends.
我们照样传福音。
We still preach the gospel.
因为福音就是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，有一个我忘了是施布珍还是谁，有一次圣灵感动他，他叫他到野外对着一堆草在那里传福音。
I don't know who this story is about. Maybe Spurgeon. One day, the Holy Spirit moved him to go to the wilderness to preach the gospel.To grass,
他不能明白对着一堆干草传什么福音啊
！He couldn't understand why preach the gospel to a field of grass.
当他顺服主在那里宣告福音大能的时候
，So he obeyed and proclaimed the power of the gospel.
从草后面爬出一个人来
，And then suddenly from the grass field, from the bushes,
整个人生绝望，不想活了，把自己躲在那边，结果福音就进来了。
So there was a person so desperate and despaired, without hope.That he came out because he heard the gospel.
我们负责传，圣灵负责来见证。
So our job is to proclaim and preach, and it's the job of Holy Spirit to testify.
这就是腓立比教会。
And that is the church of Philippi.
我最近在读一本书，里面看到一个见证，看到一些见证，我很感动啊。
I'm reading a book, and then there's some testimonies recorded in the book that really touched me.
整个教会都是活的，就是向外传福音，要把耶稣基督介绍给人。
The entire church is vivid and lively.They just want to share the gospel. They just want to introduce Jesus to people.
那我这样讲没有要求你们哈。那其中有一对弟兄姊妹结婚的时候
，Okay, I'm gonna say this, and it's not a requirement. So in the book, it says when the brothers and sisters
他请求弟兄姊妹开车到城里面的贫民窟去。
And then so they request that brothers and sisters will drive to the impoverished area of the town.
去邀那些穷人，那些 homeless 无家可归的人来参加他的婚礼。
And then they ask brothers and sisters to go and invite those poor people and homeless people to come to their wedding.
啊，结婚前那个 gift list 去登记要送新郎新娘什么东西的时候，他全部都是想到穷人可能需要什么，需要食物，需要被子，需要衣服，需要鞋子、袜子，他就列了一大堆，请大家送给他们的礼物就是给这些穷人。
So on their wedding registry, all the things that they listed are the things that they think the poor people will need, like clothing, comforter, blankets, food, socks, whatever that the poor people might need.
特别请求牧师在婚礼上一定要传福音，而且一定要为病人祷告。
And then they particularly ask the pastor who will officiate the wedding to preach the gospel and pray for the sick at the wedding.
婚礼一完，新郎新娘站在那个 food table 在那边 serve 穷人。
So after the wedding ceremony, the bride and the groom stood behind the food table and served the poor.
很多人感动，很多人那天听了福音，还有一个病人真的是脸上这边挂着那个车祸撞的那个 brace， 整个拆掉头可以动了。
So many people were very touched, and there was even one person who was having a brace around the neck due to car accident, and he got completely healed.
同样一个教会里面有一个年轻学生。
There was another church, and there was a young student.
也不是传道人，也不是什么，就是很平凡的一个学生。
He was just a regular student, not a preacher, not a minister.
他有一天出去订披萨。
One day he went out to order pizza.
他就买披萨，就跟后面的 cashier 传福音。
And then when he was ordering pizza, he shared the gospel with the cashier.
而且光跟他传不够哈，旁边 drive through 的 window。有一辆车子里面有三个男孩子，他也透过窗户跟他们传福音。
He even tried to reach out to the three people in the truck outside the drive-through window, and they tried to preach the gospel to them.
就他买完东西出来的时候，发现那三个人没有走，在停车场吃。
And then after he got his pizza, he came to the parking lot and noticed that those three men in the truck, they were in the parking lot.
他又跑到他们车上，就跟他们继续传。
So he went on. He went to them and their truck continued to share the gospel.
他看到坐在后座的那个人腿瘸了。
And then he saw this passenger on the back seat that he was crippled.
他那个 broken leg, 他也是绑着 brace, 所以他就说我可以为你祷告吗？
So he had a broken leg with a brace, so he had a cast, so he asked him, can I
pray for you? 当然可以。
He says, of course.
他就祷告主，他说圣灵啊，你一定要来做工。
He says, Holy Spirit, you have to come.
就他为他那个人祷告以后，那个人腿突然好了、
so、
他跑下车子来，把他全部拆掉，腿可以动。
And then after his prayer, this person got so excited, he went out of the truck, took out the cast, and he was able to move.
你知道吗？这三个人一起把那个 trunk 打开来，里面放着他们平常吸的毒品，拿出来丢在地上，脚踩烂，然后跟着他到教会去了。
And you know what happened? These three young people, in the front seat.They immediately got out of the car and then took out the drugs and stuff that they kept in their truck. And they just took out and stumble on the ground and then follow him to church.
到他们教会的祷告中心，当场悔改认罪，接受主。
So they went to their prayer center, prayer chapel, and immediately they accepted the Lord.
我跟于师母去过。很多一些很注重祷告的教会，他们有祷告中心啊。
Sister Nancy and I have visited many churches who care about prayers, and they have prayer chapels or prayer center.
这个教会的祷告中心我们也去过哈，所以当我在故事上看到的时候，里面蛮感动的。
And I also visited this prayer center that I read from the book, so I was so touched.
我们教会在买会所，在设计整个教会的时候 ，Master Plan 里面就特别留了一块地，要做 prayer chapel。作为我们教会的祷告中心。
So actually, after we got this facility in our master blueprint for this facility, we have allocated a place for prayer chapel.
这么多年来，我们都忙着先去预备了很多别的聚会用的 prayer chapel， 一直都没有做出来。
Many years have gone by. We have been busy building other facilities that we have not.Come to this prayer chapel.
这个 prayer chapel， 于师母特别有负担，说希望能够。预备一个是让所有的人任何时候都可以来的。
Actually, Sister Nancy especially have this burden to have a prayer chapel at church that anyone can come anytime to pray.
我们感谢主哈，英文主要把 El Shaddai 空出来了。
So we thank the Lord. Now the room El Shaddai will be empty.
他们今天有英文堂的现堂聚会，所以 El Shaddai 以后会变成我们教会的 祷告中心。
Today we will dedicate a new English meeting room, so the room El Shaddai will become our future prayer chapel.
我们至少在这个阶段里面，我们用 El Shaddai.
At this, during this stage.We will use El Shaddai room as our prayer chapel.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，在周围上班的弟兄姊妹，中间愿意过来。我们常常在他们祷告中心看到角落不同的人在那里祷告，没有一次进去里面是空的，都有人在。
When we visited their prayer center, every time we go, there will always be someone praying at the corner. So we encourage brothers and sisters to come anytime, maybe during your lunch break, to pray.
他们。是 24/7 都开，但是我们教会至少在聚会期间，在周间我们可以开，半夜可能还不敢开哈。
Okay, their prayer center is open 24 hours. So initially, maybe our prayer center will open during office hours.
我们真希望那个地方是人跟神可以相会的地方。
We hope that that would be a place where men and God can encounter.
腓立比教会为什么传福音这么有能力啊？
Why is that the church in Philippi is so powerful to share the gospel?
因为这个教会就是建立在祷告上的教会。
Because this church is founded on prayer.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节，保罗说：“我们所传给你们的福音。”
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5 it says, "We share the gospel."
他说：“不独在乎言语，也在乎全人、圣灵和充足的信心。”
Says our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power in the Holy Spirit.
今天我们都很多人还在传，但是很多的时候我们止于言语上，那个爱。爱心，我们言语上。
Many people are sharing the gospel, but oftentimes we're limited by our word, and then we're sharing only by word, in words and in love.
但是我们的福音不够有全人，不够有圣灵。
But yet our gospel lacks the power and the Holy Spirit.
那我们需要更多的祷告。
We need to pray more.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，这个我很喜欢一个弟兄讲的，他说黑暗跟光明相遇的时候，一定是黑暗失败。
I like one brother's statement so much that when darkness and light encounter, darkness will be defeated for sure.
当属天的国度跟黑暗的国度相遇的时候，一定是神的国度得胜的。
When heavenly kingdom and the dark kingdom collide, of course the heavenly kingdom will win.
所以我们更多人跪在这里祷告说：“神啊，愿你的国降临。”
So if more people are on their knees and pray.Lord, may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们缺少这样子的祷告，更多这样子的祷告，我决定相信教会的能力是不一样的。
If we have more of such prayers, I'm sure church will have more power.
有更多人用这样子信心的祷告，把神的国带到我们的中间来。
More people will be praying in faith to bring down heavenly kingdom among our midst.
不管黑暗的国度多么的猖狂，多么的黑暗。
No matter how powerful and how wild the kingdom of darkness become.
它是不可能跟神的国相碰的。
It will not collide with the kingdom of God.
神是全地的主，他是全能的神。
Because our God is the Lord of all universe and he is the Lord.
我们的主已经在十字架上说成了，他完全得胜。
Because our Lord has already said it is finished on the cross and he has complete victory.
我在说，我们所传的福音，我们所讲的耶稣，不独在乎言语。
So once again, let me say, the gospel and the Jesus Christ that we preach is not only in word.
言语也很重要，但是不独在乎言语啊。
Yes, words are important, but not only in word.
另外三件事是什么？
But what are the three other things?
全能，
power,
圣灵，
Holy Spirit,
充足的信心，
and full assurance.
我们一起再讲一遍哈。
Power,
全能，圣灵，
Holy Spirit,
充足的信心，
and assurance.
弟兄姊妹，这三样东西都是需要我们在主面前祷告的。
And we need to pray for all these three things.
他们从同一天直到如今。
From the first day on until now.
他们同心合意的在这里兴旺福音。
In one accord, they participate in advancing the gospel.
借着他们所传的。
Through what they proclaim.
借着他们所见证的。
From what they testify.
借着他们的祷告。
Through their prayers.
借着圣灵的全能。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着神的国降临。
Through the coming of the kingdom of God.
神的国已经在我们中间了。
Because the kingdom of God is in our midst.
需要有人替神的国来执掌权柄。
And someone needs to reign for the kingdom of God.
所以保罗在这里说，你们从头一天直到如今兴旺福音，而且一直都跟保罗是同心的。
Paul says, you are participation, your partnership with me in the gospel from the first day.
他说，无论我在捆锁中，是在辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
Because you are participating in the grace of God with me, whether it's in, whether I'm in chain or in testifying for the gospel.
所以保罗非常的想念他们。
So Paul really missed them.
他被关在监狱里面，他想念这班人。
He was in prison and then he missed these people.
他就为他们祷告。
So he prayed for them.
希望你们不仅从头一天直到如今在兴旺福音。
So he said he prayed that not only from the first day until now that you are participating in the gospel.
我也求那位在你们心里动了善功的能够成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
He also prayed that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
第二个保罗为腓立比教会的祷告。
So this is Paul's prayer for the church in Philippi.
在这里的祷告他说愿你们的爱心在知识和见识各样见识上多而又多。
It says, may your love abound more and more in knowledge and also in discernment.
第二个使你们能够分别是非做诚实无过的人。这个分别是非英文是说做喜爱那个美好的 approved excellent.
And Paul continued to pray that you may approve the things that are excellent.
不光只是对错是非的问题。
Not only to discern right or wrong.
我们里面有一个属灵的 judgment, 有 discernment, 我们会分辨什么是神的上好。
That we have spiritual discernment within us, we'll be able to approve what is excellent, the best of God.
我曾经讲过信息，神的上好就是基督，没有别的。
I have preached a message that the excellence of God is Christ. There's nothing else.
然后要知道怎么去分辨什么是基督，我们要得着基督。
So we need to approve what is Christ, and we will obtain Christ.
做诚实无过的，做一个非常 sincere 的，然后没有犯错。
So that we may be sincere and without offense.
直到基督的日子。
Until the day of Christ.
第三个，靠着基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归给神。
And the third prayer is that they may be filled with the fruit of righteousness that are in Christ Jesus to the glory and praise of God.
我们礼拜五刚刚正好读到约翰福音十五章。
We just finished reading and studying.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The Lord says, I'm the true vine, and you are the branches.
当一个枝子真正连于葡萄树的时候
，When the branches really connected to the vine,
所有枝子，所有这个葡萄树的生命、丰富、养分。活力都在这里无限制很自然的不知不觉的都在供应它。
And all the nutrients, all the fullness, and all the vitality will continue to flow to the branch naturally.
结果只是自然的事情。
So bearing fruit is just a natural result.
所以我们在这里要结果子要靠着基督结果子给神。就换句话说我必须在生命中跟基督是连结的。
In order to bear the fruit of righteousness by Christ, we need to be connected andWith Christ.
而我所结的果子就是基督生命的果子就是圣灵的果子
The fruit that I would bear is the fruit of the life of Christ.
不是 拿好行为来要求我们要做这个要做那个该做这个不该做那个
So we're not imposing a requirement for good behaviors to do this and not to do that.
而是当我们真正跟基督是连结的时候
But if we're connected with Christ.
当我们的生命在这里不住增长的时候
，as our life continue to grow，
那个基督生命的果子、圣灵的果子在我们身上就自然的出现了。
And the fruit of the life of Christ and the fruit of the Holy Spirit will naturally manifest in us.
而加拉太书第五章那里所讲到圣灵的果子是用单数啊，你们特别注意到加拉太书五章二十二节，圣灵的果子是单数的。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, it talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's a singular, one fruit.
所以很多学者告诉我们，其实圣灵的果子最基本的就是爱，神就是爱，基督就是爱，圣灵也就是爱。
Many theologians tell us that the fruit of the Holy Spirit essentially is love because God is love.
而这个爱有各种的表现出来。
And then there are many different aspects.Manifestations of love.
所以保罗在这里为他们祷告，希望他们有见识、有知识和见识的爱能够多而又多。
So Paul's prayer for them is that their love will abound more in knowledge and discernment, and that they will approve.
上个礼拜于师母也特别讲过，我们也讲过好几次了。爱如果离开了公义的根基，这个不叫爱。
Last week, Sister Nancy shared with us, and also I mentioned many times that love apart from righteousness is not love.
那个爱是人的私欲，那个爱是不被神 approve 的，神不可能悦纳，神甚至要审判的。
Love without righteousness is out of human selfish desires. It will be judged by God.
所以你看，腓立比教会最强的特点之一就是他们的爱心。
So actually, the strongest characteristic of church in Philippi is their love.
但是就在他们最强的点上，他们仍然可能有亏欠，仍然可能会有仇敌攻击的地方。
But even in their strength, they may still have weakness and be attacked by the enemy.
所以保罗提醒他们。
So Paul reminded them.
爱虽然重要。
Yes, even though love is important.
但是必须要有知识，有见识。
But it has to be based on knowledge and discernment.
要懂得分辨的。
You need to know how to discern.
爱不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Because love does not rejoice in wickedness, but only truth.
不义产生的爱，不合真理的爱，没有公义根基的爱，弟兄姊妹，这个在神的眼中都不蒙悦纳。
Because any love that's apart from the foundation of righteousness is not approved, pleased by God.
所以同性恋为什么他们打着这个爱的旗号，想要叫人被定罪，想要叫其他人同情他们？
That's why the homosexual committees. LGBT committees, they have this slogan, love, to trying to win sympathy.
真实的爱绝对不违背神的。
But true love will not disobey the truth.
那真实的爱是为着叫对方得到真正的好处。
True love will really benefit each other.
人被接受、被接纳，不过是爱的经历中的最基本的部分而已。
To be accepted is only one of the many experiences of being loved.
所以保罗为了腓立比教会说，你们有爱心非常好，但是需要有知识和见识。
So Paul told a Philippian church, it is good that you have love, but it has to be accompanied with knowledge and discernment.
爱要有见识比较容易明白哈，要有分辨力，对不对？
Yes, it's easier to understand that we need knowledge and discernment.
你绝对不可能在婚姻以外再去爱另外一个异性，这个是要有分辨力的。
Because you cannot just you cannot love another opposite sex outside of your marriage.
对方再值得你同情，对方对你再好，或是那个感觉再舒服、再舍不得，通通都是罪。
No matter how good the other person is or how good it feels, whatever that is, it is sin.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做分辨啊，要有见识。
That is to discern.
但是也要有知识。
But you also need knowledge.
我就想的时候，我就想起吴勇长老以前来我们中间讲到。
I remember Brother Wu Yong, Elder Wu Yong. He came to our church before.
他那次举的例子，我不晓得是指他的师母，还是教会另外一个师母。
He once gave an example. I don't know if it's about his wife or another pastor's wife.
他们说有好朋友到日本去旅游回来。
That a friend went to visit Japan, took a tour in Japan.
买了一个女性的一个这个补品哈，是给更年期的女性补荷尔蒙的。
And then he brought back this very nice medicine, a supplement for women who are in menopause.
所以就送给了这个师母。
And then so they gave to this.
他也没讲什么，他说这是从日本买来的，是适合我们这个年纪的哈，你一定要吃啊，这对身体很好。
They didn't give the giver of the gift did not explain in details. They just said, "Oh, this is something really good, good for our age, so you better take it."
你一般太太都是爱先生的，舍不得吃，所以他就留给他先生吃了。
Most wives love their husband so much that they will give the best to their husband. So this woman just gave.Her husband's medicine.
等了好一段时间，两个人又见面的时候，就问起来吃这个药对你有没有帮助啊
？And after a while, they met the good friends met again, and then the giver of the gift says, "Okay, after you take the supplement, do you feel any difference?"
然后他说我舍不得吃，给我先生吃了。
He says, "Oh, I decided to give to my husband."
弟兄姊妹，这叫做没有知识的爱。
And this is love without knowledge.
对不对？那个你不知道这个东西是给女人吃的。
Because you didn't know that this is only for women.
所以弟兄姊妹要懂得要有知识、要有见识的爱，就要多而又多。
So Paul prays that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and discernment.
没有公义的爱，不仅仅要少而又少，是根本就不该有。
And love without righteousness should decrease and decrease. It should not even exist.
所以我在这里讲到得着基督。
Here I'm talking about obtaining Christ.
美好的生命性格要不住的加增长大并且成熟。
A continual increase and growth unto maturity of the wonderful life and characteristics of Christ.
让我们真正懂得分辨什么是上好的，直到基督的日子。
That we may approve the things that are excellent until the day of Christ.
而且让我们在基督里面能够结满仁义的果子。
That we may bear fruit of righteousness by Christ.
啊，所以那第三个，保罗在这里分享他在狱中的境况。
The third section is that Paul is sharing.With them, his condition in prison.
他在十二节说：“弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以至于我所受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道。”无所惧怕，请你们要注意到 这两个关键的字，更是叫福音兴旺。
So here, verses 12 to 13, we pay attention to this keyword to furtherance of the gospel.
主里的弟兄就越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
Because brothers in the Lord have become even more confident and bold because of Paul's imprisonment.
你知道保罗被关在监狱里面两年，这是他第一次在罗马被关的时候，第一次是两年。
So this is the first imprisonment of Paul in Rome for 2 years.
你发现一个阶下囚的人，
And this a prisoner.
他被关在监狱里面能够让狱营全军，这个狱营全军是该撒皇帝特殊，等于是军队中的精华。
A prisoner, a lowly prisoner can cause the palace guard. And you know, these palace guards are the elite armies of Caesar.
他们是特别特别属于皇帝的，也是为皇帝看守犯人的。
So they were specially chosen for the emperor to watch over the prisoners.
是看守皇帝的犯人，还不是一般的犯人。
So they guard the prisoners for the emperor.
所以保罗上告于该撒，他就成为该撒的犯人。
Because Paul appealed to Caesar, so he became the emperor's prison.
圣经学者告诉我们，狱营全军大概有10,000个人左右。
So the theologians told us that the palace guards there were about 10,000.
保罗是阶下囚。
And yet Paul was just a lowly prisoner.
他被关在监狱里面。
He was in prison.
但是他的见证。
But yet his testimony.
他是为基督而受苦。
Because he suffered for Christ.
他在受苦的里面，他所活出来的尊贵，他所出来的生命的影响力，居然狱营全军都知道。
Yet even in his suffering, he was able to manifest this noble life to influence the palace guards.
弟兄姊妹，人可以捆锁住他的肉身。
Yes, man can bind his physical body.
人没有办法捆住他里面的基督。
But man cannot bind the Christ within him.
人没有办法捆住他生命的影响力。
Man cannot bind the influence of
人可以捆住他的肉身。
Yes, man can bind his physical body.
却捆不住他里面那荣耀的使命。
But not his glorious commission within.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用各样的方法在这里捆锁他。
The enemy is trying all ways to bind him, to confine him.
但是这个人是一个不受捆锁的人。
But yet this is not a man can be confined.
他一样在监狱里面羞辱仇敌。
Even in his prison imprisonment,He shamed the enemy.
他一样在监狱的里面，让福音的影响力，让属天的影响力从他身上出来。
Even in the prison, he was able to influence and shine his spiritual and heavenly influence.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个打不倒，这是一个锁不住的人。
And this is a man that cannot be struck down or confined.
因为生命是真的，使命是真的。
Because his life and his commissions are all so real.
生命是活的，使命也是活的。
And his life and his commissions are also alive.
他的生命带着力量，他的使命是带着影响力的。
And his life is full of power, and his commission is full of influence.
不仅仅拦不住他。
Not only that, he cannot be confined.
主里面的弟兄因为他都受到影响。
Even the brothers in the Lord are affected and encouraged by him.
没有人会想到保罗被关了以后，他们就灰心丧气，反而更爱主。
No one would become even more despaired because of Paul's imprisonment, but they become even more bold and loving the Lord.
希望你们不要听错了，希望余弟兄赶快被关。
I hope that you will not misunderstand and wish that I can be in prison soon.
弟兄姊妹，保罗这个人，你是拿他没办法的，真的就是拿他没办法。
So Paul, this person, you cannot do anything about him.
我是说仇敌拿他没办法。
I mean the enemies can't do anything about him.
他摆在哪里
Wherever he was placed.
没有多久，周围的人一定受他影响。
Before long, everyone was influenced by
him. 所以为什么圣经上说他是搅乱天下的人？
That's why the people call him the troublemaker.
不是 turn the world upside down.
The one who turns the world upside
down. 他能够把整个局面给翻过来的。
Because he can turn the situation upside down.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡慕做这样子的人。
We long to be someone like that.
我们真的巴不得有很多人，你进到你的小组，进到你的团契， turn the world upside down.
How we wish that we would, there would be more and more of us that can go into a small group, go into our environment, turn the situation upside down.
不是带着卡拉 OK 让人家没办法聚会，而是你让属灵上能够影响别人。
Not to bring your karaoke so that no one can study the Bible, but to influence with your spiritual life.
让他们来见你的时候跟回去的时候不一样。
So that people will be different when they come to see you.
所以在保罗身上，他到处见证基督。
And Paul was able to testify Christ wherever he goes.
我说这个永远不受捆锁的得胜，永远不受捆锁的属天影响力。
So this victory and this spiritual influence that can never be confined.
你会说我们不是保罗。
And you may say, I'm not Paul.
对，我们的确不是他。
That's right, we're not Paul.
我们影响的力量，我们的强度，我们的范围都不像他。
The power and the sphere, the extent of our influence cannot be matched to Paul.
虽然保罗叫我们效法他。
Even though Paul says, imitate me.
但是神没有拿保罗的要求来要求我们。
But yet,God will not require of us with the Paul as a standard.
但是至少在我所扮演的角色，我所能够接触影响的范围内。
But at least in the roles that we play, and also in our own sphere of influence.
希望福音，希望属灵的影响力在我们身上是不受拘禁的。
I hope that the influence will not be confined or limited.
不管我们在哪里，我们都能够活出主来。
Wherever we are, we hope that we can live out Christ.
2006年我在芝加哥福音大会的时候有一个讲员。
Year 2006, I was in the gospel conference at Chicago. There was a speaker.
他说生命是我的讲章，生活是我的讲台。
He says that my life is my sermon, and my living is my pulpit.
我再讲一次啊，生命是我的讲章。生活是我的讲台。
Let me say it again. My life is my sermon, my message, and my living is my pulpit.
我当时听到的时候，我说：“哇，这句话太高了，我真的望尘莫及。”
When I heard that, I said, "Wow, this is so high, beyond my reach."
我觉得那是特别敬虔的神的仆人才可能达到的境界。
I feel that only very godly servant of God can reach that.
那绝对不是我。
It's not me.
但是我觉得这句话其实是对每一个基督徒，不管你刚信主多久，这是神给我们每一个人的托付跟挑战。
But yet I believe now that it is for every one of us. It's God's challenge and commission for every one of us.
生命是我们的讲章。
Life is our sermon.
保罗在哥林多前书第三章也说，你们明显就是耶稣基督的书信。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says, "You are."
对不起，后书第三章，这你们明显是基督的书信，是借着基督的灵写成的。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 says, "You are the epistles written by the Spirit of God."
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是耶稣的介绍信。
And every one of us is the recommendation letter.
生命是我们的讲章。
And our living is our pulpit.
而生活是我们的讲台。
Life is our sermon and our living is our pulpit.
所以你们不用羡慕要站在这里才叫讲台。
So you do not need to long to stand up here to have a pulpit.
站在这里不好受的。
It's not easy to stand up here.
我讲真的，不信你试试看。
I'm serious.
但是弟兄姊妹，
you can try it.
不管你在哪里都是我们的讲台。
Wherever you are, you have your own pulpit.
保罗被放到罗马监狱里面。
Paul was in prison in the Roman prison.
那边就有一个最尊贵的讲台，天天有尊贵的信息从那里出来。
And then, because he was there, there's the most noble pulpit that every day comes the most noble message.
天天吃的是犯人的食物。
Even though he was eating food for the prisoners.
天天接受的是犯人的待遇。
And he was treated as a prisoner.
你连上厕所都有旁边在有人看着。
That you will be guarded even when you go to bathroom.
你做什么事情都有人在旁边守着，还跟你手跟手靠在一起。
And then you will be chained with someone wherever you go and whatever you do.
哦，弟兄姊妹，没有一件人事物能够影响他心中的尊贵。
But no one and nothing can affect the noble character within him.
没有一件事情能够影响他心中在基督里的喜乐，所以腓立比书充满了喜乐。
And no one and nothing can affect the joy of his joy in Christ. So the book of Philippians is full of joy.
没有一个人可以影响福音在他身上带出来的影响力。
And no one can hinder the influence of his gospel message.
所以我们在这里借着他的三段话。
So through his these three passages.
第一段重在讲传扬基督这个神圣的使命，福音的使命，我们要坚持到底，直到见主。
The first section is about proclaiming Christ. We ought to hold on to this holy commission until we see the Lord.
而第二段重在我们追求基督，经历基督，得着基督啊。
The second section is about pursuing, experiencing, and obtaining Christ.
我们的生命要在基督里不住的长进，能够结出各样的果子来。
Our life should, in Christ should continue to grow and bear all kinds of fruits.
从头一天直到如今，直到见主的日子。
From the first day until now, until the day we see Christ.
同样的，神把见证的托付交给了我们。
And the Lord has already commissioned us this.The commission to testify for Christ.
哥林多后书第二章十四节说：“感谢神，可以让我们在基督里夸胜，而且在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。”
Second Corinthians tells us that praise to the Lord that we can manifest the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. That everywhere we go, we manifest this fragrance.
就从今天开始。
Starting from today.
就从我们旁边的人开始。
Starting with the people next to us.
就从你的小组开始。
Starting from our small group.
就从 SVCA 开始。
Starting from SVCA.
让这个影响力从中心到圆周能够一直出去。
That this influence will start from the center and propagate.
不让任何外在的环境成为我们的借口啊。
Let no nothing, no one, no our circumstances will be our excuse.
我们永远就是基督的流露。是基督的流露。
We're always manifest an outflowing of Christ.
是道成肉身的见证人。
We're the testimony of the incarnation of Christ.
上个礼拜讲 ND 的时候，有一句话我记得一直要回来讲，我忘了讲。
Last week I remember when I preach for the ND, I forgot something. I want to.
神所要得到的不是好人。
Because what God wants to obtain is not good people.
神所要得到的是真正属灵的人。
But truly spiritual people.
一个真正被基督占有、被基督充满、到各处流露基督的人。
Someone who will be, filled with Christ and overflowing with Christ.
神所要得到的是能够带下属灵的祝福、属天影响力的人。
God wants to obtain people who can bring down spiritual and heavenly blessings.
从头一天。
From first day,
直到如今
until now,
直到见主的日子
until the day we see the Lord.
保罗对加拉太书人说：“你们向来跑得好。”
Paul,
加拉太书五章七节
Paul,
你们向来跑得好。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 7, Paul says to the church at Galatia, "You reign well."
是谁拦阻了你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢
？But who has hindered you?From obeying the truth,
你发现加拉太的教会开头很好、啊、
Because for the Galatians church, they started well.
后来不行了。
But then not afterwards.
后来跑出去了。
And then they deviated from the truth.
保罗为他们着急。
And Paul worried for them.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们的教会。
I hope that our church.
就算我们从前跑得还不够好。
Even though we did not run well before,
希望我们从现在开始好好的跑。
We hope that from today on we will run well.
当打的仗。
Out to fight the fight,
当跑的路
and run the race,
当守的道
and keep the truth,
我们都能够在主面前持守
that will hold on before
从头一天直到如今直到见主的日子
the first day until now until the day we see the Lord
我们来见证基督真是一切又在一切之内、啊、
together we'll testify that Christ is all and in all
我很难找到一首合适的诗歌我们唱326首好不好
it's hard for me to find a good hymn let's singHymn 326.
基督真是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is in thee all and in all.
陈明，给我一本诗歌好吗？谢谢。谢326首。这首诗歌要很喜乐，好，我们唱主耶稣真是我一切的一切。
This is a joyful song. Let's sing Christ is all and in all.
我们站起来唱好了。
预备来
之马，饥饿灵魂长夜林凉的咆哮。
一起有些祷告、我们请少数的几位弟兄姊妹简短的很自由的为我们的教会祷告。
是的，你实在是那明亮的晨曦，就算在最深的黑夜，晨曦仍然在那里闪亮。
Amen。
所有的政权，所有的重担都担在你的肩上，主，我们更是谢谢你，你不仅仅在外面担当我们所有的重担，你是更在心的里面，你来感动我们，你来带领我们，使得那在我们心里动了善功的必要成全这功，直到耶稣基督荣耀回来的日子。就让我们今天，我们就在这个地方，就在 Silicon Valley 这座大城中，我们能够同心合意的来兴旺你的福音。
Amen。
我们迎接你荣耀的回来，主，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
Father, may your kingdom come, may your will be done. Lord, we pray that here you raise up a generation that is called by your name.
Amen.
That we live for your glory, O Lord. That when we have you, O Lord, that we would testify of you. O Lord, infuse us with the power from on high. Holy Spirit, have reign in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.谢谢你将腓立比教会摆在我们面前，成为我们的榜样。
Thank you for placing the Philippian church before us as a role model.
我们谢谢你将保罗也摆在我们面前。
And thank you also for placing Paul before us.
让我们看见你伟大的救恩如何在一个罪人中的罪魁身上能够完全的彰显。
So that we get to see how the glorious gospel can be manifested on this chief of the sinners.
我们也谢谢你将腓立比这卷的信息赐给了我们。
We also thank you for giving us the book of Philippians.
让我们看见基督真的是一切又在一切之内。
And we get to see Christ is indeed all and in all.
基督不仅仅是我们的满足，是我们的喜乐。
Not only Christ is our satisfaction and joy.
他是我们整个人生的标杆和价值。
He's also our life goal and worth.
也是我们这个人活着的目的。
Also the purpose of our life.
主啊，你得着我们在座所有的人。
Lord, lay hold of every one of us here.
让我们真的不管在哪里，我们都在这里兴旺你的福音。
So no matter where we are, we will advance your gospel.
我们都愿意来传扬耶稣，跟人分享耶稣。
We're willing to proclaim and share about Christ.
我们不管在怎样的处境里面，都让我们来经历基督，得着基督。
Whatever circumstances we are in, that we will experience Christ and obtain Christ.
哦，主耶稣啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord Jesus, bless your church.
让我们不仅仅在这里口传耶稣。
Not only that we will proclaim Christ with our mouth.
让我们借着全能，借着圣灵，借着充足的信心，我们在这里传扬耶稣。
We will also proclaim with power, Holy Spirit, and assurance.
真是愿意你荣耀的国降临在我们中间。
Oh, we pray that the glorious kingdom of God will come upon us.
愿你的旨意通行在我们中间。
That your will be done among us.
让基督充满在我们中间。
Christ will be filled among us.
哈利路亚，我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
我们奉着你得胜的名啊。Undo, 出灭所有仇敌的作为。
In your name, we pray that you will undo all the work of the devil.
在我们中间，任何被仇敌捆绑的、被压制的、被伤害的，主耶稣啊，你今天来解决这一切。
Anyone among us that are wounded, oppressed, or hurt, Lord, you come and undo.
让我们带着基督，带着基督的同在回去。
That we will go home with Christ and with the presence of God.
让人从我们身上看见基督，得着祝福。
So people will see Christ in us, will be blessed.
我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.